The Ruach Adonai Yahuwah is upon me, because Yahuwah has anointed me to preach the Bessorah unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, the covering of sight to the blind.
I've got one that can see.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sight to the Blind podcast. I want to get into the Matrix Resurrections. I'm not going to give any spoiler alerts, but I want people to really understand what the point of the movie was about without giving much of the plot away. They want you to believe that this whole world is a simulation. That in the movie, all the Matrix sequels was just a virtual reality video game. You know how difficult it is to sell that? I mean, the generation today really don't understand what we grew up with, you know, Matrix 1, 2, and 3. Most people don't grow up in that era to understand fully what the Matrix was about. So it's easy for the younger generation to fall for this lie about it being a simulation, that everything is a hologram, that it was a trans story. Somehow it got to it's a trans story. When if you watch the movie, it had nothing to do about transsexual anything in that movie, really. There were some symbolisms, yeah. But it was nothing that even alluded to anything trans, except for binary and non-binary, which is just code. That's all it is. It was just computer code. I mean, this is not the first time that the Greeks or the Romans or white folk have tried to boil genders down to just numbers and code. Basically, that's pretty much what we are to them, to Jesuits, to the Roman Catholic Church, to those who seek to kill us over some desire or some infatuation with math. That's what gematria is. It's basically numbers. So being able to boil us down to binary code is really not a far-fetched theory for them. But I watched the first, even when you watch the very introduction of it, if you watch the introduction of it and you see the numbers 355, and then when it goes down to 355, it ends up being, when you go before it goes to the hole, it goes to 506. Now, if you look up 506 in the biblical dictionary, it's a Greek word. I'm not going to say this right. I'm just going to spell it. It's A-N-U-P-O-T-A-K-T-O-S. Anupotikatos. So when you first watch the movie and your eyesight goes right down in the middle of the 5, 0, and the 6, and it goes right into the movie, well, there's a reason why they did that. If it's a trans story, then you know trans means Baphomet. Baphomet means Freemason. Freemason means Antichrist. But if you look that up, it's not under God's arrangement, properly, not submissive, disobedient, unruly, unwilling to come under Christ's lordship, refusing to fall in line with, to fit in with God's plan, uncooperative, with a defiant attitude towards duly appointed authority, uncontrollable, refractory, unsubjected, anti-authoritarian, rebellious. That's what that means. It means that it's funny because this is the system they control. This is a system they created. And when creating so, Trinity and Neo are simply just one or the other. They're on the people who are supposedly fighting for the truth. Well, I guess they're fighting for this free movement, this one world movement that at the end they always have this. At the end, they had a LGBTQ speech. They kept mentioning rainbows and all this stuff. It's just, it was forced. If you watch it, it was forced. But the point was, they have Trinity and Neo on one side, and they have Smith and the agents on the other side, and you need both of those. You need a Hegelian dialect. You need a savior or somebody who wants to free the people, and you got to want somebody who wants to entrap or snare the people. So you get those forces to collide, and in the middle, you use people who really aren't useful. You use people who you could throw away, is what they call in a movie. They call them bots, which is interesting and funny. They call them bots. And so you use bots and to sway decision makings to go into one world domination or one world ideologies. And that's what the movie was about. And then in the middle of it, you know, symbolisms, you see a lot of, you see the number 8 and you'll see the Ouroboros or the infinity sign, which is just a number 8 laying sideways. You know, 8 in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist is the 8th king. Belus, the Babylonian fortress for Belus, had 8 square towers. I mean, so if you look up the occultic representation or the occultic meaning of the number 8, it would shock you. But that's what you see in the movie. And everybody's trying to believe, oh, we're running on loops. Everything is just simulation. Like, no. You run on a loop. You are simulating life. This new generation that was, quote unquote, raised by machines, they are simulated. You are simulated. And I talk about this a lot as far as detaching yourself from this system. I always call it system. I don't say world. I don't say America. I don't say earth. I said detach yourself from this system because this is a system they control and they control all of it. And they mention loops, like you continue on a loop. The best way I can really help you understand what the loops mean, go to your Instagram feed or go to your Twitter feed. Just scroll down and see how many times you repeat specific pictures or repeat specific days and dates in your Instagram. I've noticed this myself. When I was coming out of it, I noticed that I was about to post the same picture I posted last year at the same time, except, I mean, it's not my birthday. It was just a vacation pic. I noticed that in specific days through the months, I was posting specific pictures when I was on vacation. It was always in that particular month. I understood that I was repeating some posts. 4 or 5 months later, I felt like I was repeating posts. It could be a quote that I found, and I was repeating it, not knowing I was repeating it. But that's what it means, loop. We are looping ourselves because we paid attention to social media. We pay attention to news media, and we pay attention to movies. If you really understood how Hollywood works, you see how many movies they remake? It's not by accident that they remake these movies. It keeps you in a loop. Every generation, it keeps you in a loop. Ocean's 11, is it new? They made Ocean's 11 back in the 50s and 60s. There's a lot of movies they repeat on purpose to keep you in that nostalgic frame of mind. So then you repeat that. You can go 4 or 5 months and doing something new, and then you'll see something that they have already really instituted decades ago, and then you catch that, like, oh, I have to think this way, and then I'll post this, and you start repeating the same loops yourself. The news stories, like, for instance, Christian Aid Ministries. You can't get me to believe 17 white folk took infants, took teenagers down into hostile Haiti to help an orphanage. It makes no sense to me. And this is not the first time Christian Aid Ministries, that corporation, has been in Haiti. Hillary Clinton's friend was busted trying to traffic Haitian children around the same month that Christian Aid Ministries from Ohio had just been down there during the winter months. And a couple of years before or after that, it was another group of Christian Aid Ministries pastors that went down there and molested children, Haitian children, tried to take them from their parents and say they were from an orphanage, but they weren't. They were trying to take them from their natural birth parents. It's a loop. If it's a loop, we are stuck in listening and hearing the same stories because we are paying attention to the occultic practices of the 1%. They control the media. They control where your mind loops. People thought that Matrix was going to open your eyes to something new. They mocked you through that movie. That whole movie, they mocked you. They mocked you. They even, Neil Patrick Harris went into talking about how people prefer jail. People prefer their cage that they can't see, that they can't smell or taste. They prefer to be ignorant. No matter how much truth, how much reality that you show them, they will still find a way to bury reality, to chase their dreams, which are already fake. Most of the people don't understand the dreams that they want, the things that they want to be in this world is fake, vanity. And I don't mean to burst anybody's bubbles, but that's what it is. It's fake. People want to be entertainers and people want to be stars. How many seasons have The Voice, that show The Voice, went by? How many seasons have they had and they haven't had one person really that turned out to be a mega star? It's to a point where you just seeing IG models and any gangbanger be an artist. And they're raising these artists so fast and then taking them down just as fast. That's a loop. You see the same stories. Sexual assault. Big from Sex in the City. He comes back into the news. After being in the news in the 80s, he comes back in the news of a sexual assault. And you have to understand, Hollywood, when they come out with these sexual assaults in Hollywood, come on. Every other month or every other year, there's always a sexual assault story from Hollywood. The people who rape children, who set up children in pedophilia things, people who put children in compromising situations, either behind closed doors, in that casting couch, or on film. You want to try to tell me that all of a sudden the law of morality works in that department? Everything they do is to keep you in a loop with these stories. Celebrity divorces. And I said this before. I don't know if I said it on Instagram, but I said this before. I said, anytime, especially black folk, anytime you idolize a black marriage, they set it up for you to idolize an image of a black marriage just so you can follow them and watching them tear it apart. That's what they did with Will Smith and Jada. They waited for black families to idolize Will and Smith as being the capstone of black marriage. Soon as they knew you were attracted, soon as they had you hooked, they ripped them apart. They destroyed the children first. Then they had you following all their occultic and Masonic symbols and all the things that they did. They had you follow them right to that red table. Had y'all talking crazy right to Will Smith is talking and Jada and them talking crazy about having side pieces and an open marriage. They did all that just so they can destroy the image of a black marriage by you following them. They did the same thing with, Megan Good. They let you watch them talk about, oh, we're praying for Jesus. And they literally had videos where they were just showing themselves together in an occultic arena, an occultic platform, such as a Grammy or any Hollywood award show, showing themselves praying. And then 9 years later, they rip them apart. So it makes you think that a marriage and God ain't compatible. That even the most, it's trying to have post the image of even the Most High ain't dealing with people who are married. So why be married? Look at the young couples now. Justine Skye and the singer Gibeon or whatever his name is. They purposely rose her up, posted in front of him, had y'all worshiping that girl. She was a new it black girl. Had y'all worshiping her. Had y'all worshiping their couple. Then what they do? Rip them apart. Now, the only ones they have sustained are the ones who are built on top of foolishness. So yeah, they're going to show you a rapper proposing to a girl, a rapper who has 8 or 9 kids. They're going to show you Cardi B and Offset going through their foolishness and then being together. They want you to stay in this loop, to want you to idolize low-frequency relationships. Relationships that are not really built on righteousness, aren't really built on any of the laws of the Most High. That's how they trap you. They rather you tear up your whole household, because then once you tear up your household in those type of low frequency relationships, it gets to the children, it gets to the child faster. See, when you work in a high frequency relationship, it's harder to get to the children if you decide to have them. It's going to be hard enough to break you two up because you are working with the same vibration. You two are on the same wavelength. So when Satan comes or the demons come to test you, it's really hard to break you up because you know the tricks. You see the loops. You know the devices. And when you guys are communicating and understanding where those devices and those tricks and those snares and those traps come from, it's really hard to really even mess with you because you have created a hedge together. Now, individually, you have your own hedges, but when you combine that hedge in a relationship built on a high frequency, it is very hard to even mess with you. When they say Satan comes to try you 3 times and then bounces, it literally is 3 times and he bounces. Because he knows once a strong man and a strong woman are together, he knows it's impossible. Impossible to try to break you up. It takes longer. And this one, we're living in the days where his time is short. He's not going to spend time trying to fool and fake out a strong, high-frequency relationship. He's going to go after low-vibration frequencies because it's easier. Why do you think they call these virus mutations after wavelengths? It's not by accident that they do that. It's not by accident that they have a Delta island and a Corona island. It's not no mistake that they have these islands named after wavelengths. And viruses don't mutate. I don't care what you say. I'm not a doctor, but viruses I know for certain do not mutate at the speed it's mutating and spreading at the rate that it's spreading and barely even killing people. It's rarely, drunk drivers are dying faster than people who got Corona. Or Omicron, or any variation of that virus. There's people who died from stupidity faster than that virus. Remember that TV show, 1,000 Ways to Die? It's literally that many people who died from stupid acts of being humans than this virus. And they're trying to blame it on the unvaccinated. When really, people who got 3 or 4 shots already are equal to the unvaccinated because they are the breakthrough cases. They want you to layer up with these jabs. Now they have a pill to come out to help you with the jabs. Now they have an implant to put in your skin and from Switzerland to help you with this jab. And no matter how many times you tell people this is in the Bible, this is the mark that they're preparing you for, that they're going to prepare you for a serial code mark so you can't buy or sell without this type of mark. It don't matter how many times that we have posted this scripture and people literally do not see it. This is their matrix. That's why it's coming down to a point where when it says the scripture, a stupor shall seize the inhabitants and people do not know the judgment is nigh. When people go against people, that's why I say come out of this system. The Most High is controlling all of this. He controls the right just as much as he controls the left. People think, oh, Satan controls everything. He don't control nothing. He is allowed to only touch the people that is under him. He can only touch and have authority over demons or people who are provoking demons. You know how many times people had to make a pentagram or draw these elaborate designs from Aleister Crowley on the floor to even conjure up these demons? It's not like we can call angels and we can pray, and that's all we need to do. All we need to do is literally go into our prayer closet with a humbled heart and pray. That's how much damage we do from people who sit up at 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, sacrificing children, sacrificing animals, drawing elaborate patterns on the floor with candles and a cloak, humming and mumming. I mean, come on. You can't tell me that has more power than the angels that you don't see around you. But this is their matrix. They built this. This is the whole point of that Matrix resurrection movie. It's to fool you. That's why they keep repeating these viruses. That's why every time you see Good Morning America or CNN, they use the same people. It's a loop. That's the loop they control. They control the same narrative. Whoever thought that we would find out Anthony Fauci had something to do with when HIV and AIDS came out? Who would have thought that we see the same exact protesting against him in the 80s and 90s that you do now? I mean, Good Morning America had this doctor, Jen Ashton, that she's on there talking about coronavirus, and she's an OBGYN, y'all. How does she go from being an OBGYN? Well, based on her religion, I know why. But she's an OBGYN on Good Morning America, maybe, I'm going to say, almost all week, talking about coronavirus, talking about being vaccinated, talking about the unvaccinated, from an OBGYN. You get the same people, just different. It's just different. It's the same script, but people in different skin. That's all it is. That's with the whole Matrix resurrection. And the one thing I love, the point they made, was the fact that there is two specific entities. That's all that matters in this world. People who are fighting for the truth and people who are fighting against the truth. Everybody else is what they call them, is bots. People watch Matrix Resurrection or any of the Matrix sequels and be like, I feel like I'm Neo. I'm smart enough, I'm woke enough, I could be Neo. Well, really, or Neo or Trinity. And really, in reality, they're bots. They made fun of regular people in this system. They call them bots because why? They're easily controlled by emotion. They say this. You can be easily controlled by emotion. Facts don't matter. They can manipulate your emotion. When you can manipulate emotion, no matter what you tell people, know how much truth you tell people, they're never going to change. They'll defend their emotions. It's not the truth that they're defending. It's not the lie, actually, or the narrative. They're defending their emotions because people are trapped in a loop or trapped in a system that they are so embarrassed to be wrong. I wish I could just go down Twitter and just post all the ignorant comments, ignorant tweets that people say about this virus, about this world, that really makes no sense, but they believe it wholeheartedly. Because why? They relate their emotion to their experiences to whatever stage awakening that they're at. They base all they base their wrong decision makings in their life based on this, I stopped doing this specific decision making, so now I'm awakened, so I must reach a higher level of consciousness. Then they turn that into vanity. Then they say their third eye is awakening. Then they think everything is fake or a simulation or a hologram, that we're just in this life repeating loops until the machines that they count on, until they get incorporated with some type of machinery that'll make them reach a higher level of never dying. And it's just, no matter where you go, it's going to be vanity in front of that, in this system, in front of these so-called bots. These people who really think that they're awakening up to what Hollywood has projected on them. Which really, anybody who read the Bible can tell you, from beginning and end, it's all laid out already. You really don't need Matrix Resurrections to tell you this is how we are perverting you. This is what we're doing to you, really. We're Hegelian dialecting you into decision makings and solutions that we control. You think you control, you think you can wake up and us not be a part of that awakening? You think you can, you think you could tell the truth without us controlling the opposition to that truth? That is what they're saying. No matter how you look at Neo or how you look at Trinity, they're controlled in a system. That was the whole point. They are controlled in the system. So really, they didn't. None of them woke up and do anything. They're used. They're used to bring about a Hegelian dialect, a solution, which the whole solution to them is everybody's gay. Which, if you really look at it statistically in this country or in this world, the gay population is not that high. It really isn't. If you let Hollywood tell it, which is a small percentage of the world, it's a small entity of this world, the gay community is not that large, y'all. It's not. It's not that many binaries, non-binaries, people who call themselves they, thee, and whatever. It's not that many. It's a very small portion of this population that actually identifies in the LGBTQ community crowd. It's not that many. They make it seem like this is like a turning point for everybody to be gay. It's not. And this is not the first time somebody has done this. If you follow Rome, Greece, and right into Egypt, they did this. They had boy leaders. They had children who married their sisters or married their aunts. They had, in Rome and Greece, they had Elagabalus, who was a born male, decided to be a female, would castrate his lovers, who he didn't reign long, but it was what Rome and Greece was about. It was about debauchery. This is not Sodom and Gomorrah. So I want y'all to know, Sodom and Gomorrah was in Africa. Sodom and Gomorrah was black. So when I tell you the Hamites and some of our people got in mix of that, the Most High destroyed that for a reason. He didn't destroy Rome and Greece. He destroyed, must have been so bad that he decided to destroy a part of Africa, Sodom and Gomorrah. He decided to burn that up. That's how bad they were. They weren't white. They were black. So you have to really look at this world as far as a loop. The whole thing, the only reason why it's a loop, because civilization and human nature never changed. Technology could be advancing, but it's only advancing our human nature. It's getting us to sin faster. That's all it is. It's getting us to sin and be ensnared by sin and being trapped by sin faster and harder to come out of than any other civilization. You know how far you had to walk to go to Sodom and Gomorrah? You had to really make a conscious decision to want to walk to Sodom and Gomorrah. You had to be like, yo, I really want to be a homosexual. Okay, 4 or 5 days traveling on a camel or on a horse or on a donkey to Sodom and Gomorrah. You really had to go see what that's about. It's like if I lived in Oklahoma, I had to go walk to Vegas. If I really want to go gamble, I had to be in my mind 24/7 till I got to Vegas to be wanting to gamble, to wanting to be in sin. It had to be the same way. Must have been the most thought-provoking travel in your mind to be like it's like you couldn't go 4 days halfway and be like, nah, I don't think I want it up my butt. Nah, I don't know. I don't think I want to do it now. And go back home. Yo, you had to go travel some distance to go into Sodom and Gomorrah and really be about what they were about. And it wasn't just homosexuality that Sodom and Gomorrah was involved with. They had rituals where they would go by this river. They would go by the stream. This is the Book of Joshua. They would go by the stream and they would swap. They would swap wives. They would do what everybody in America does, which is swinging. They would swing and they would use their daughters. They would use their wives. And then they would have this festival, and I think in the spring at equinox or whatever around that time. And then they would just go back into their homes like nothing was wrong. They did a lot more than just homosexuality. It was just really wild. They did a lot of sexual behavior. I call it Baal Peor. It's like sexual worship. They would do this. It's the same thing that we do now, except we do it on the internet. You know, we go to bars. It's just, like I said, technology only advanced how fast and how hard we would fall for sin, to entertain our flesh. This whole world was built for them. It's like a playground. It's built for them. It's a playground designed on top of a battlefield. But you don't see the battlefield. You just see a playground. You see swings, you see ropes, you see jungle gyms. But you don't see the battleground. You don't see the bodies, the spiritual bodies of people who failed in sin. You don't see that. All you see them is just creating more parts of the playground. That's all you see. And the advertisement for this specific gym equipment. That's all we really see. We see a playground. We don't see the battleground. We don't see the swords, the shields, the armor. We don't see people who have risen and fell in glorious righteousness. We don't see that. We don't get to see that part. It's hidden from you. That's the glory of this battle. You don't see that. You just have to hope and have faith that it's there, that people you know that you don't ever hear about, you have to know that they fought righteously. Some have failed, some have succeeded. You understand? Some have failed, some have succeeded. Some have didn't even have to fight and were already, like Enoch, some already went up to the Most High. Ezra, Baruch, some of them already went up, straight up to the Most High. We don't get to see that. We don't hear about that. They keep you at a low frequency. A low frequency matrix. That's why you see a lot of the people who are on TV or have news anchors are either high school dropouts or college dropouts. Kyle Rittenhouse was a high school dropout. They make it seem like he was righteous for what he did. But that's the point. The point is to lower your frequency into their matrix. To really be emotionally involved and not see truth, you have to lower your frequency. Even Candace Owens, she was a college dropout. These people don't finish anything. But because she has a specific talent, they use her. You can't tell me how all the people, all the free press in the world, all the media anchors and all the people that you could raise up to really ask President Trump some questions and answers, they rose up Candace Owens to talk about vaccinations.
I stand on forget about the mandates that people have to have their freedom, but at the same time, the vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. We would have had a 1917... Remember, the Spanish flu killed perhaps 100 million people. Actually, it ended the First World War because the soldiers were so. A lot of people don't know that. The soldiers got so sick. It was a terrible thing. There was no vaccines. There was no anything. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
And yeah, more people have died under COVID this year, by the way, yeah, under Joe Biden. That's right. Than under you, and more people took the vaccine this year. So people are questioning how.
Well, no, the vaccine worked, but yeah, some people aren't taking it. The ones that get very sick and go to the hospital are the ones that don't take their vaccine. But it's still their choice. And if you take the vaccine, you're protected. Look, the results of the vaccine are very good. And if you do get it, it's a very minor form. People aren't dying when they take the vaccine.
What about the masking of children?
Candace Owens of all people. And this is only to hook in black conservatives. That's really all it's all about. It's about hooking in black conservatives, those who are on the right side, are trying to find their way in this political arena because they don't, obviously they know what the Democratic arena is. They want to find themselves somewhere in this political sand trap to be, you know, enthralled with this ignorant government that you believe is going to save you. No matter, regardless if you right or left, Republican, Democrat, it's not going to save you. And what they're doing right now is trying to rehabilitate Donald Trump. That's why when he went out of office, they had this Ice Cube black people plan that was supposed to happen. That I'm telling you, they're getting ready to rehabilitate Donald Trump's image so he can be the next president. Now, I don't know if he's going to be, but I think, to me, in my spirit, I believe he's going to be the next president. Because Joe Biden is going to obviously show that he's dismantled the trust of the black community, which is what they wanted you to see, because they warned you about it. They put it in your face the whole time he ran that campaign. Black folk who are woken up were trying to tell you this is what he does, this is what he's about, and they it did not matter. Like I said before, if they take your if all they had to do was trap your emotion into 1965 and run with it, and all of Black America, especially Black women, went for it. That's why it doesn't matter if it's fact. That was the whole point of the Matrix. It doesn't matter if you give you these people facts. If you can sell them and manipulate their emotions, you got them hooked. It's regardless. And then the fact is, they'll be so hooked that even when you show them the truth, they will deny. Like sunk cost fallacy. They were like, oh, I'm already voted for Biden. I might as well ride this train right on into damnation. I might as well ride it into stupidity, into ignorance. I'll keep riding this train. And you know how stubborn, stiff-necked Black people are. It says in the Bible, we are a stiff-necked generation of forward people who have no knowledge. It says this. And you think our enemies don't know these scriptures. They know them. So they know exactly how dumb we can be. How stupid we can be when it comes to lowering our frequency. We choose to deny all truth and reality and facts because emotion takes over us. So we told you what Joe Biden was, and then it comes out, it leaks out. So now when it comes down to the end of it, Donald Trump is going to start running, and then you're going to see more Black folk, well, I'm tired of Joe Biden. I'd rather go back to Donald Trump. And I'm telling you, that's exactly what they're doing. They're Hegelian dialecting you again to accept to accept their solution to fix all of your problems, which is why they have Candace Owens. They're using a psyop on you. You don't even know how far this psyop is going to go. But it's been working since he left office with this whole Ice Cube Black plan. That's what they've been working on. They're sliding him in there easy as it goes. They can't force it on you now. They're not going to force him on you. They're going to slip you in there at specific low vibrational times where you accept it. Where you be like, man, he don't seem racist to me. Because why? Because everybody is now falling in line with this vaccination story. Everybody's falling in line with it. You guys thought Donald Trump was the America's president. He was the underdog. He was the unknown. He was the guy that was away from the political arena. He had no affiliates. But when we search through the data and we understand truth and fact, he's a part of it. He's a part of all of it. They don't bring up people on TV and bring them up into presidential campaigns if they are not part of a Freemasonic society. I'm sorry to bust the bubbles to some of you white folk, but he is part of a Freemasonic society. All that QAnon stuff was a part of a Freemasonic society. And just like bots in the movie Matrix, just like bots, people latched on to this whole QAnon thing and it blew up in their faces. Y'all followed Trump and it's blowing up in your faces now because now he's talking about the vaccine. Now you have a decision to make. Now you have a decision to make. Do you follow him or you want him as your president? Or because you're so loyal to the Republican Party, you're like, well, I disagree with him on vaccines, but he's still my guy. That is how the PSYOP is working on you, to get you to conflict your own emotions of what you believe is wrong. It works the same way as Black folk. Does it work the same way as white folk or any other nation? They get you to look at him now in a peaceful manner. Now you're not seeing these fake Republican Confederate flags, which that flag is the one you see, that rebel flag, wasn't made by, it wasn't really the original Confederate flag. It was a white flag that had a circle on it, whatever. That rebel flag is not the traditional Confederate flag. It's the rebel flag. Obviously, it was made out of Tennessee, but it's still, Democrats, Dixiecrats made that flag, both flags. The Dixiecrats, which are the Democrats, made that flag. They try to get you to believe that the Republicans adopted that flag all of a sudden, which is not what they do, to get you Black folk to steer into the Democratic Party. So the Democratic Party can write laws on perversion, write laws on freeing pedophiles, dismantle what you think is helping you with voter rights, all they're doing is dismantling that. So you have really have no rights. That's all they're doing. They're leveraging you into one, like bots. They leverage you to one side to push another agenda for the right side. Then the right side levers one agenda and pushes it to the left side. That's all they're doing. It's like a pendulum. All they're doing is swing you back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Hegelian dialecting you back and forth. The problem, the action, the solution, that's what they've been doing to you this whole entire time. And if anybody's in a loop, you're in a loop from doing that because you pay attention to it. You're on Twitter talking all types of crazy stuff that don't make sense. But you have to defend your because of your emotions and your relativity to the event that's happening into you. You're more likely to make decisions based on emotion than you are based on fact, truth, or logic. And that is the point. That is the point. So they're going to rehabilitate Donald Trump to get you to him to be the people's champ. That's what they're going to do. They posted him as a racist, but if you actually see the money he donated to Reverend Jesse Jackson and him being around Al Sharpton and there's pictures of it, you gonna really tell me this dude was racist? Now his father, yeah, may have done some racist things as far as housing, but you gonna try to tell me that Donald Trump is a real racist? No. Real racists don't donate money to Reverend Jesse Jackson. Real racists. You know what I'm saying? So So even if you look at Megan Thee Stallion, when they came out with that music video where Ariana Grande and all them, they came out, it was coonery at its finest. Y'all thought like Megan Thee Stallion was y'all girl. I keep telling you people, like when I talked about her and when I was producing facts and logic, people were shooting me down saying I was obsessed with her because I wanted to date her. Then I had made a fool of myself and I had to show everybody who I was actually dating, who I've actually dated. That was actually really, in reality, a way better, not looking as far as, I mean, yeah. But I'm talking about the people I was dating in that entertainment industry weren't going around doing devil horns, you know, twerking and sticking their tongues out every time they had a camera in their face. They weren't doing all this Masonic symbolism, being on their hands and their knees, looking like a bed wench. They weren't doing that, the ones that I was linked to. So what I'm saying is, y'all followed her. Y'all followed her moves. You fought for her. You defended her. Even when you know that whole story of her getting shot in the foot and then turn around 4 weeks later, be on the stage twerking, you still ate that up. You really thought her being on TV, being on her Instagram live, crying and all this and showing her in the hospital and all that, didn't show no bullet fragments, and then they can't find the bullet fragments that were in her foot. All of a sudden, now those bullet fragments disappeared and wasn't enough to actually call it evidence. That's how you know, but still, most of you, sunk cost fallacy, kept going, kept defending her. And once they know that you could defend her based on emotion and not logic and intelligence, that means when you see her on there twerking and dancing again, for the vaccine, for you know, promoting this vaccine ad, for you now, you'd be like, can I do it? Now you have a decision to make. This is what they do to you. They tear you up. They make you have a decision within yourself if you're going to continue to idolize this person or you continue not to idolize this person. There's no, I'm in the middle with it. It's not like, oh, I still rock with her, but I'm not going to get the vaccine. That doesn't work that way. Eventually, over time, you would have to make a decision. And the decision usually is you go with the celebrity because you don't want to feel left out. And that's why lowering your frequency, having stars, celebrities who come from shattered backgrounds, who don't come from higher frequency relationships when they grew up, this is why they put lower frequency people as stars in Hollywood on TV. You guys think they're stars and they're smart and they're making business moves. No, all of their business moves are managed and articulated and meticulously given to them, exposed to them, so they can have the appearance that they're making absolutely astronomical deals. And it makes it look like they're smart. These people aren't smart. The people you see idolizing on TV are high school dropouts, college dropouts. And even if you think Megan Thee Stallion went back and actually did courses, if you actually believe she did courses, all that some Masonic symbolism that she was doing, you, all of a sudden you think she's at the pinnacle of what Masonic education is, really. To really, she takes herself from the top of that Masonic education to go back into college to do what with a degree? What is she going to do with that degree? You think she has the ability to stop performing, stop lowering all black women's frequency and raising up, you know, effeminate men frequency, making black men more gayer than they are? You really think that she could just stop what she's doing and be like, all right, I'm going to whatever major she had. Yeah, I'm going to take this bachelor's degree and go into the workforce. You really believe she's going to? When you look at inflation, this fiat debt currency going under, America going under, you believe through all of that, jobs aren't really hitting like they used to. Pay for jobs is not really, minimum wage is not hitting like it used to. You think she's going to stop rapping and performing. They're going to let her stop rapping and performing to go entry level into a degree, into a job with her bachelor's degree. You really think that's what's going to happen for her? They're going to allow her to take a step back into being quiet in a quiet life with that degree? No. She really wasted her time. But I don't think she went to classes and took those courses anyway. I think she just made it up, or somebody did the work for her to make it look like she did the work. No one showed her and gone to class. What'd she do? Take the whole class online? She did those 4 years of credits or whatever she did online. She never had to show up for class. No one ever caught her in class. But you guys believe that. You believe the Matrix. You believe what they put in front of your face is real. And then you relate to that. And since you relate to that, that emotion takes over your whole system of thinking. Removes logic from your brain and you vibe with that. You relate to that. You defend that now because it's your emotion. Their emotion, their foolishness becomes your emotions because you relate to foolishness because you lowered your frequency to relate to them. For me, I don't look at Jay-Z as somebody who's better than me. Actually, I think it's somebody like is below me, really. Because I went to school and I graduated a degree. I had my career based off just my talent alone. I never had to sacrifice my relatives. Everything that's happened to me, I have fallen, I've gotten up, I've fallen, I've gotten up. And I've done this practically alone. Came back to the Most High. He strengthened me. I'm learning the proper calendar days. I'm learning the proper feast days. This is actually, I'm doing this myself. I'm raising my frequency myself. They don't raise their frequency. They're giving you alcohol bottles with the cross of Lorraine. And if you look at the occultic symbology of the cross of Lorraine on that Douce bottle, it means poison. And it comes all from the Roman Catholic Church. So then you don't understand the matrix behind the matrix behind the matrix. You don't see the Smith behind the Smith behind the Smith. You just see this is a black entertainment who's doing his thing. He's making business deals. And I'm telling you, I've been in that circle. I know they don't just make business deals. You want to rape children? You want to get a multi-million dollar deal? You got to rape children. You want to have your own movie studio, your own production company? Come to this Epstein Island. We need to have dirt on you for us to trust you to give you the things of this world. And that's how it works. It doesn't work that they go into a business meeting and have these discussions and hash it out. It's not like you watch, I used to love this movie, well, Whoopi Goldberg, The Associate. It's not nothing like that. Which is actually, it's funny because Donald Trump's in that movie. If you ever watch it's a good movie. The Associate, it's a good movie. I like that movie. In order to get the business deal, she goes from a black woman to a white man. It's a funny, cute movie. I get the point of it, but yeah. It's nothing like that. It's not like any of the movies you really see when it comes to business deals. Like even Pretty Woman. That's not the type of business deals that they do in the entertainment industry. It's usually you go to a casting couch. You either get your back broken up. You get anally raped. That's what they believe in. Their system and their Pacific Matrix, their religious matrix, is based off the three things that the Most High hates. One is lying, two is shedding innocent blood, and three is putting your hands on children. That's the three things the Most High cannot stand. He is six or seven of them, but it's the things that he hates, he can't stand lying. And he does not like the shedding of innocent blood. And this goes all the way back to Cain and Abel. And in scripture, it says the Most High has heard Abel's blood scream up at him from the ground. Mind you, Abel's been dead thousands of years. And for the Most High to hear that in this time period still shows you how much innocent blood, spilling innocent blood, means to the Most High. So people who've been on that Epstein Island or people who are in this Hollywood matrix, that's what they're doing. All they're doing is conjuring up demons to place in front of you to lower your frequency so you can be ensnared by this so-called loop. And then at the end of the movie, which is really funny because they did the same thing at the end of the movie that they did in, they had a part in Venom. Now, we all know the story about Venom, but in the second part of Venom, it was amazing how in the middle of all his supposed to be all-time badass, the dude breaks into a party, grabs the mic, and talks about we are all one, we should love each other. It was the same LGBTQ speech that you will see in The Matrix if you watch the movie. It was so out of place and out of ordinary. It was like you could tell that they're forcing it on people. I just was curious because back in the day I used to watch Sex and the City with my girl, and then watch the movies and all that. Early 2000s and the mid 2000s, watching Sex and the City with your girl is what you did. I watched Entourage, then you watched Sex and the City with your girl. So following that for a long period of time, I try to check in and see how they would sell Sex and the City now. It's the same thing. They literally trying to sell you this non-binary, I'm just a pronoun, they trying to sell all of that to you. They trying to sell all of their symbolisms and all that to you. If you knew the numerology behind that, like I said, The Matrix was about, you see the number, repetitive number 8. If you look at the number 8, when it involves Dionysus, she was born in the 8th month. Dionysus was a transgender. Dionysus was born male, transgendered to a girl, and they rejected both binaries in Greek mythology, y'all. So, Sex and the City, I've been seeing 8s in the news now. Before, I remember I told you that you see a lot of 7-Elevens. They changed the numbers now. You see 8s. You see 88. Keep your minds open for this. You'll see 8s, especially when they talk about anything religious. And then when they talk about sexuality, you start seeing 8s. And that's what Dionysus is. She relates to the number 8. That's the occultic meaning. So when they talk about this whole thing of this awakening Matrix Resurrections was supposed to give you, it was no resurrecting going on. It wasn't. All they were doing is pushing the beast, pushing the Phoenix, pushing the Luciferian agenda on you, disguising as you're awakening yourself, but all you are doing is coming from the dark, quote unquote, to the light and representing or idolizing really LGBTQ agenda as a Luciferian agenda, as the Antichrist. That's all they were doing, is getting you to believe that this world is a simulation, that it's a hologram. Everything is fake. Even Will Smith did a video about how all this stuff is fake. Like, oh, and since the 90s, everything. No, their reality is fake. Our reality is real. Like I said, this playground is fake. The battlefield is real. And if you can't see the battlefield and just the playground in the advertisements, you could fall so fast and quickly in this system, where you're just a mere bot, a mere binary code, a mere number, just gematria. If you don't pull out of this system and understand it and recognize it for what it is, it's all to pull your emotions. And that's what they go after first, to pull your emotions. So Sex and the City was just another part of that, another part of them lowering your frequency to make you believe that everybody in this world is going to be gay, that everybody is going to be trans, that everybody is going to be binary. But when you look at the coronavirus, if you look at the deaths of the virus, are they splitting up these so-called cases by binary? Are you seeing, hey, we have a hospital bed for she, them, and they over here, but if you want to look at the Black, Hispanic, and white population, we have them in this hospital. They're not doing that. They don't say Black and Hispanics are three times more likely to catch the coronavirus, and them, they, and pronouns, they are four times as likely to catch it. They're not doing that. They're doing Black, white, and everybody else. That's all they do in this country. Black, white, and everybody else. High blood pressure. Black, white, everybody else. Opioid addictions. Black, white, everybody else. They're not even following their own rules to this system. So they letting you know it's whatever they use this pronoun, this sexual inclusion psyop for. They don't really hardly believe in it because they know it's not enough people to fool them into believing they can be in that LGBT community crowd, that they can be trans. It's a small population. They know that. They know it's a small population. They know that for a fact. That's why it's not in their media story. It's not really in their media stories. When they do these stats, they're not even break because it's a small, tiny, itty-bitty population. It doesn't have that much power. But if you let Hollywood tell it, it has all the power in the world. It don't. They're just priming your mind for the Antichrist. That's all they're doing. They're priming your mind for everybody to live in peace, that you don't point out wickedness, that all righteousness will be shunned, because why are you standing up and not letting people have their fun? That's all they're doing. If they're getting you to be quiet, not be righteous, trap you into this. Now they're doing it in religion. They trap you into this religious stronghold matrix that in the end, Jesus is love and everybody's love and everybody's loving. That's this religious matrix they're already priming. It's already in the Roman Catholic Church. They infiltrated Islam already, and they already tore down Christianity. Like I say, logic. If you go to Jeremiah 10, they talk about do not do as the heathen do. Do not do the feast and holidays of these nations. And they were talking specifically of Christmas, of hacking down a tree and decking it with. They literally talk about this, about Christmas in the scripture in Jeremiah 10. And you show this to Christians, they act like that. Like, again, because they relate and their emotions have been manipulated since birth, they will defend stupidity. They will defend a lower vibration because of their emotions and their relation to it, regardless of fact and logic. And that, like, I keep repeating myself, I keep looping myself, but that's what Matrix Resurrection was all about, how making fun of how stupid people are, that they're just bots, that no matter what you present to them, we could tell them, like, yo, we're going to enslave you, we're going to entrap you, we're going to make this a fascist society, all this Christmas and all that, we're going to let you have that, just to make you feel good about being enslaved, and you can't get out. But here's the door where you can get out. You can get out this way. It's a narrow door. It's really narrow. You can get out, though. But y'all know you're not going to want to get out. You love it. You love it over here. How you young kids say, you love it over here. You love being enslaved. You love being stupid. You love being told what to do. You love your emotions and your life and your existence boiling itself down to a gematria code, a binary code. You love being open this way. You love to tear up your marriage. Marriage doesn't mean anything because we have the images that you exalt as what you think in the image of a marriage should be. You don't want to leave here. I mean, but you can. You see that door over there? It's a narrow door. It's small. It's really, really narrow. You can get everything that we have tried to give you a push on you. You can get all that righteousness on the other side of that narrow door. And I know you don't want to go over there. Because you have to walk over there. I know you don't go there. You'd rather me take you over, but I'm not going to take you over there. But you love it here. And that's the point. That's the whole point of this world. It's not like they're stopping you from doing anything. They just gave you a beautiful playground of sin. And you, it, I'm telling you, I've been there. It's breathtaking to be in that player. I've been on some jungle gyms, all right. I've been on some slides. I've been in some late night slides. I mean, I drunk the Kool-Aid. I've been there. It could be hard to resist, but in the end, if you do not see the battlefield at hand, if you don't raise your frequency where you can start seeing the armor, the shield, the sword, the bodies of righteousness that are laid out before you, which is what you can only find in scripture. If you do not see that, if you don't make this playground, if you don't raise your frequency and see a battlefield, you are going to be lost. You are going to make yourself to them a bot, nameless, someone not worth protecting, somebody who's just used to put forth a Hegelian dialect solution, and it's going to be their solution. That's what they want. At the end of the day, that's what they want. And to make you believe this place is fake, that the Most High is not coming back, that Yahushua is not coming back, that the Bible is a lie, everything is a lie, what you've been told, everything is a system of control made by another controller, made by that controller, that you might as well just have fun and do what thou wilt, and until you make yourself a computer chip and you can live forever, and you can, it's just wherever you think you're going to go with that, wherever you think that level of consciousness is going to take you, it's going to take you into the pit. That's all it is. That vanity that you are subjecting yourself to is going to take your soul, your mind, your spirit into the pit, because you're lowering your frequency and they're teaching you and trying to get you to believe you're raising it. Up is down, down is up. That's what they're doing. And only people who really came out this system can truly see it for what it is. Right now, I can see the playground and the battlefield all at once. I can see the coding all at once now. That's the real level of high consciousness. That's the real third eye. It's that Ruach HaKodesh. That's the real spirituality of this. I can see how people move based on this system, based on the playground I see. And I can also see the battlefield where I know my enemy can't do and can't move in certain places of my vision. He can't come after me. He can't entrap me or ensnare me the way he wants to, because I see how he's coming. I can see the advertisement. I can see him moving. I can see him mobilizing. I can see all of this. I also see when the righteousness has failed in certain areas. I see the bodies. I see the shield. I see the sword. I see the armor laid out before me of people who fought and won. So I take that route. I see the battlefield, part of the battlefield where people have fought, won a little bit, and then fell off. I see where they failed. I learn from that, and I choose another plan. I choose my plan, something that's going to work for me. And I do this by following law, statutes, and commandments. It's the only way you could do it. You think you can do this by saying that you're a third eye risen, or saying that you, because you meditate, you do yoga, that you're going to reach this. No, it only works because the Most High has created. He is the ultimate matrix. He has created the ultimate matrix to get you to see through all of that so you can reach that narrow pathway to that door. It's not blocked off from you. It's not even locked. It's open halfway for you. Just walk in if you want to. We'll be right back.